set us up where we are right now. What's come to this point, and what is the concern that you have right now, Senator?
My concern is with this land purchase that Department of Natural Resources is doing. I'm against the process, the way it's all handled. Everything was kept in the dark. The county commissioners weren't notified. No one in government was notified. I wasn't. And suddenly they're coming along buying 2,500 acres of land in Oregon County, where the government already owns 105,000 acres. So it has a tremendous effect on our schools, because it will not be, after 5 years, they pay tax and no more after that. So that's a major concern of mine. I'm also very concerned in that this year, in a bonding bill, we gave state parks $40 million to catch up on maintenance, because they say they're $400 million behind. And so here they are taking on something else to maintain. And they tell me they'll probably hire park superintendent, four or five people, all strictly to run this little maybe 12 park or 12 campsites down there. So I don't like that part. And the money came from a settlement from lead mines up around Farmington. And that's where that money ought to go, back up there to the people that it was designed to go for, not to go out and spread somebody's legacy about safe parks and add to them when we can't afford what we've got. So there's some of the major issues I've got with it right now, but didn't like it to be kept in the dark, don't like the money, don't like the money not being spent in the right place, and don't like being minus the school funding. Good schools, but they're just poor as a church mouse. And so I'm working adamantly against it. Should this go through, I intend to file legislation that will sell it and not let it take control. So that's kind of my big threat over them, is if you buy it, you aren't going to have it very long, because I will introduce legislation, which I stand a good chance of getting passed, to sell it. The purchase did not have to go through us in any way, and they could do it all on their own with this trust, but they're going to need money to expand it and to develop it, and that's going to be a really hard time getting through the budget with me also. Just like to be able to take care of what we got, not force more taxes on more people and take on more than what the government can do. That's a big briefing of what's going on.
That's a part of it. You mentioned this, the fact that this money comes from a settlement in another part of the state, and that was something that got my attention when I heard about it, was this move was made so suddenly, and as you stated, why isn't the money going back to the area from where it came?
I don't understand that either, in which at some point they're probably going to want more money to take care of that affair. And it's designed for restoration of that property that was destroyed by the lead mines. And those people up there need it. There's plenty of need. Apparently there is a need if the court's allowed, I've heard, anywhere from 90 or more million dollars. So apparently there is a need up there, so why are they spending it somewhere else? Kind of reminds me of Camp Zoe a little bit, that we were all kept in the dark in that until it was already under construction. And I was told $40 million is diverted that, and we're going to have a price tag down there about $60 million for an elite exclusive resort, state resort, that's probably going to be used maybe 2 or 3 months out of the year and built on sinking creek with no water there, close to the current river. But no water there, I'm told, most of the summertime. I find that very upsetting that they do that with Missouri taxpayer dollars that belong to citizens, whether they're paid in tax or whether they're paid through a settlement. It's still our money. And then having to maintain it, I've said before, they're loading up the wagon, not worrying about the mule. And the mule in this case is the citizens of Missouri.
Again, as you say, that's one of your top priorities for the upcoming legislative session. So it's safe to say that this could at least hopefully be stopped by state action?
I hope so. I hope they'll listen to the people. There's not one person in Oregon County that's contacted me wanting it. The county commissioners tell me there's not one person that's told them they want it. And so the county doesn't want it. DNR said they'll gain some sales tax. It's right on the edge of the county, so that's not likely. They'll not go through any towns in the county much to get to it. And then plus they do not get property tax, so the schools will get nothing out of it. So that's another 2,500 acres out of the tax rolls that school suffering that could certainly use.